KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have mostly clear skies and 68 degrees in Atlantic. We do look for it to become partly cloudy today, with a chance for isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. A high around 92. Wind should be light and variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In local news, officials with Cass Health and Atlantic said Wednesday that while both Dr. Edna Becht and Dr. Autumn Kieser are currently on maternity leave, Cass Health has recruited Sydney Lee, MD, to join the medical staff through November. Dr. Lee is originally from Lake Charles, Louisiana. She graduated from LSU Health Shreveport and completed her family medicine residency at the University of New Mexico. Most recently, Dr. Lee provided care at Health Point in Auburn, Washington. She's a member of the American Medical Association, American Academy of Family Physicians, and the American Society of Addiction Medicine. As a traveling physician, Dr. Lee enjoys the opportunity to see the country while doing what she loves. She said, "This allows me to get a feel for what type of community I want to be in. Being in a rural area," she says, "feels like something a little closer to home." Dr. Lee chose family medicine as her specialty because of the diversity. She says, "It's everything. I can help the most people because it's the broadest practice." She'll provide care by appointment in the Atlantic Medical Center. Dr. Lee will also provide care for obstetrics and hospital patients. If you'd like to make an appointment with Dr. Lee, call 712-243-2850. Administrators at Blank Children's Hospital in Des Moines have canceled elective surgeries as the number of patients there has increased. Blank says it's been at capacity for several weeks due to an unusually high number of child respiratory illnesses. The hospital did not give a timeline for how long the elective surgeries will be stopped. More than 500 University of Iowa faculty have signed a petition asking for the Board of Regents to rethink current COVID-19 protocols. Classes are set to resume for the fall semester on August 23rd. The CDC says Johnson County has seen an increase in coronavirus transmissions. There will be no mask or vaccine requirements, and the faculty were told that they are expected to teach courses in person. Faculty and students have the option to wear masks. The City Council in Spirit Lake has voted against changing the city's zoning ordinance so that a mental health access center could open in a commercial area near Spirit Lake's downtown. Shane Walter, CEO of Sioux Rivers Regional Mental Health and Disability Services, says the center would reduce the involvement of law enforcement and reduce the use of emergency room at the Spirit Lake Hospital when someone needs mental health services. Spirit Lake City Councilman Jerry Harbst said the downtown space is limited and that there are other areas that they can move into that won't take any type of rezoning. The Adair County Board of Supervisors Wednesday morning voted to approve a fiscal year 2022 budget amendment as published back on July 28th. There were no comments or objections, written or otherwise. As Adair County Auditor Mandy Berg explained last month, the amendment was necessary because money that had been bonded for the sheriff's and recorder's offices was not spent in fiscal year 2021.
This is for the Sheriff Radio Project. It was a capital project that we're doing. We're paying the maintenance contract for 10 years.
The funds are carryover. Because the money was not spent and needed to be returned to the budget, a public hearing was necessary to formally make the adjustment. The board also passed an FY22 appropriations resolution. Board Chair Steve Shelley.
Be resolved that the Adair County Board of Supervisors on the 11th day of August 2021 that the following increases be allowed for departments: 99 non-departmental, $3,445,273 plus the today's amount, right?
Yep.
The 623,385 to end up with a $4,068,658. This is for that we can move the money from to the account.
They also heard from representatives from Infomax and Avataro as it pertains to the Adair County Information Technology Program. Well, Atlantic Fest, presented by First Whitney Bank and Trust, will be held this Saturday, August 14th, rain or shine. Atlantic Fest is an annual festival that serves as a fundraiser for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. Downtown Atlantic will be filled with fun activities for the whole family to enjoy. You can come early and start the day off with a run or walk and the annual roadway race. Registration is from 7 a.m. to 7:45 Saturday, and that'll be at 6th and Chestnut, with the race beginning at 8 a.m. A new route will be utilized this year with a map available at AtlanticIowa.com. There will be crafters from all over Southwest Iowa, information booths from area organizations, bingo provided by the Atlantic Business and Professional Women, as well as some of the best food vendors to help satisfy any appetite. Kids can enjoy numerous activities in the park, including carnival games sponsored by the United Church of Christ. and there's free entertainment on the entertainment stage. New this year, the Atlantic Hawks RC Club will be set up in front of the Rock Island Depot on North Chestnut Street, displaying numerous remote control model airplanes. They'll also host flight demonstrations at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. for you to enjoy. The Rock Island Depot, located at 102 Chestnut Street. The annual car show will honor Kelly Schlake, previous owner of Atlantic Motor Supply, with the Kelly Schlake Memorial Car Show filling Chestnut Street with new and vintage cars. Registration begins at 7:30 a.m. Saturday through 11 a.m. at 3rd and Poplar, with the awards at 3 p.m. A full schedule of the events can be found at www.atlanticiowa.com, as well as on the Chamber's Facebook page. And keep in mind, volunteer slots are still open as well. You can contact the Chamber at 243-3017 to learn more. I'm Rick Henson reporting.